This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Brown, B-R-O-W-N, first name Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D, the date of birth, August 5th, 1967, date of evaluation, October 25th, 2022, the chief complaint, 55-year-old African-American male seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for right shoulder surgery, the HBI. The patient reports history of assault dating to July 12, 2021, period. Both shoulders were apparently dislocated, period. He then underwent left shoulder surgery in January of 2022, period. He had mild improvement, period. In the interim, he had continued with right shoulder pain, which he described as pinching. It is rated 4-5/10, period. It is worse with raising his arm. He has associated tingling and numbness of the right arm, period. Patient had been evaluated and it was felt that he would require surgery, period. He had undergone conservative therapies, period. However, he made minimal improvement despite conservative therapies to include 10th unit hot water machine and medications, period. The past medical history, one, chronic pain syndrome, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number bilateral shoulder injury, past surgical history, left shoulder arthroscopy, the medications, Narco 10/325, 1Q8PRN, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, father had pacemaker, social history, no history of cigarette smoking or alcohol use, however he reports marijuana use, review of systems is otherwise unremarkable, physical examination, D, vital signs, blood pressure 147/90, pulse 71, respiratory rate 20, height 70 inches, weight 173 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and no acute distress. Musculoskeletal exam, the right shoulder demonstrates moderate severe tenderness on abduction on external rotation, period. There is associated decreased range of motion, period. The data review, colon, sodium 138, potassium 4.3, chloride 105, bicarb 24, BUN 13, creatinine 1.14, glucose 128, the white blood cell count 6.8, hemoglobin 15.9, platelets 292, urinalysis, specific gravity 1.006, and otherwise unremarkable. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm with a left bundle branch block, period. Repolarization abnormality secondary to left bundle branch block is noted to be present. MRI revealed distal supraspinatus high-grade partial thickness articular surface tear with 2.05 and 2.5 centimeter retraction to the subacromial region, and distal infraspinatus atrophic tendinopathy with insertion partially overlying the humeral head, impaction fracture approximately 2 centimeter posterior superior humeral head, impaction fracture with up to 7 millimeter depression extending to the posterior articular margin, consistent with Hill Sachs SACHS lesion. The MRI right shoulder dated December 7, 2021, mild to moderate rotator cuff tendinosis involving supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendons, partial articular surface disruption, fraying involving the infraspinatus conjoint tendon, focal partial interstitial bursal surface tear at the more anterior supraspinatus tendon footprint, no evidence of a transmural tear or myotendinous retraction, focal tearing at the biceps labral anchor extending to the posterior superior labrum, focal cortical defect with subchondral defect noted to be present, period. The impression, this is a 55-year-old male with history of bilateral shoulder injury, period. He underwent left shoulder surgery in January of 2022, period. He had minimal improvement, period. In the interim, he had continued with right shoulder pain and had failed conservative therapy, period. He is now scheduled for surgical treatment of the right shoulder, period. Patient noted to have abnormal EKG, period. However, he has had no symptoms of chest pain or apnea or PND. He is noted to have mildly elevated blood pressure, period. He is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure, period. I have started him on amlodipine, 5 milligrams, one daily, to further lower his blood pressure. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.